Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for November 27th, as we're going to talk about some of the greatest athletes that have had some great days here on November 27th throughout history and talk about the uniform numbers that they may have worn during that period of time. But before we do, let's make sure that you know that we are on Twitter. We are at Pigskin Dispatch. Love to have you follow us on there. Also, send us a DM. Let us know what you're thinking. And, we follow back most often. So make sure you follow us and we'll let you get a follow back there as well. Now, November 27th, jersey numbers are 98, 5, 7, 9, 60, 21, 29, and the number 20. November 27, 1940 is where we'll start, and the sixth Heisman Trophy Award went to Michigan Wolverines legendary halfback, number 98, Tom Harmon. November 27, 1941, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio was named the American League MVP for the second time in his career. Speaking of Joe DiMaggio, 1947, just some 6 years later after that American League MVP, who wore number 5 for the New York Yankees, Joe DiMaggio, won his third MVP, beating out Ted Williams by one stinking vote. So Joe DiMaggio got that third MVP award. November 27, 1953, the Cleveland Indians third baseman, number 7, Al Rosen, was unanimously named as the American League's most valuable player that season. November 27, 1956, it was the 1957 NFL Draft. I know, it's only 1956 when they did it, but that's what they called it, the 1957 NFL Draft. Well, Paul Hornung, number 5 from the University of Notre Dame, was the first pick by the Green Bay Packers, and what a great pick he ended up being for the Packers. November 27, 1960, Gordie Howe, the Red Wings of Detroit, number 9 on their jersey, became the first National Hockey League skater to score 1,000 points in his career. Speaking of Gordie Howe, 1961, the very next year, 365 days later, he became the first player in NHL history to play in 1,000 NHL games. So he had 1,000 points one full year before his 1,000th game played in. That's pretty good scoring by Gordie Howe. November 27, 1965, it was the 1966 NFL Draft. Tommy Nobis, number 60 from the University of Texas, was the first pick by the brand new Atlanta Falcons franchise. November 27, 1974, St. Louis Cardinals outfielder number 21, Blake McBride, won the National League Rookie of the Year award. November 27, 1985, St. Louis Cardinals number 29, Vince Coleman, won the National League Rookie of the Year. So, 74 and 85, the Cardinals had their Rookies of the Year named that for their team. November 27, 1994, the Canadian Football League's Grey Cup at BC Place in Vancouver. The BC Lions defeated the Baltimore Football Club 26-23 in a first-ever championship in pro history, featuring a United States versus Canada matchup. The Lions won on the last second, number 5, Louis Pasaga field goal. November 27, 1997, Lions number 20, Barry Sanders, became the NFL's second all-time leading rusher in his career, with just some outstanding rushing. He probably would have had the rushing record had he kept on playing, but he wanted to call it quits, and he did at a very young age in the middle of his prime. And what a great back. But it's one we keep talking about. What a great guy he was. So that is your sports break for November 27th. Your sports history, taking a little bit of time away from your regular day. We appreciate you and wish you to learn more sports history. You can go to sportshistorynetwork.com. We have 30 podcasters bringing you all eras of sports in all genres, and something for everybody there. It's family friendly, thousands of hours of downloads to listen to. Also, you can go to Pigskin Dispatch and jerseydispatch.com. We have new subject matter coming out every single day, podcasts. We have news items, blog posts, and photos, you know, that maybe haven't been seen in years, coming out on those two websites, jerseydispatch.com, pigskindispatch.com. Hope you enjoy them, and have a great sports history day. To mention that we have a great contest coming out for you that join up with our newsletter and participate in it by reading it and opening up and clicking. We'll be monitoring that, and that some folks that do that will be awarding some special prizes that we have coming out, and some of it may be some editions of a great book that you can get in hardcover right now, great for a Christmas present. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. And that is Spies on the Sidelines, The High-Stake World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant. Kevin, we would love to have you buy his book, but we're also going to be giving away two ebooks here by the middle of December by folks that are looking at our newsletter. So make sure you take advantage of those opportunities.
We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.